Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Iron Woman Volunteer by Felix Wong.
The road to Idaho from California was over 1,000 miles and a full day's drive. I arrived on my 28th birthday, June 26, 2003. But I had been dreaming of this moment for years. Destination? Coeur d'Alene, with its glamorous lake and scenic roads. Goal? Ironman Coeur d'Alene, my first Ironman distance triathlon. The race was a 2.4-mile swim, followed by a 112-mile bike ride and a 26.4-mile run. In the registration tent, I was instantly greeted by friendly volunteers. Minutes later, I was in front of a table to pick up my race number. Deborah Silva, the friendly woman behind the table, was quick to make conversation. "Have you done any Ironmans before?" she inquired. "Nope, this'll be my first time," I replied. We talked several minutes, and I confessed my inexperience, being a seasoned long-distance cyclist, a mediocre runner, and a worse swimmer, never having swum farther than a mile before. Deborah asked if I had family to cheer me on. "Nope, came here alone," I replied. We talked a while, and as I exited the registration tent, I thought, what a wonderful volunteer. The next day, I had just racked my bicycle and was exiting the bike corral when I heard, "Felix!" It was Deborah. "I knew you'd be here. I'll be rooting for you during tomorrow's race." She showed me a big handmade sign. "Go number 176, my race number." Sure enough, on race day, Deborah and her family were at mile 50 of the bicycle portion, holding her sign and cheering me on. It really lifted my spirits. After having been one of the last athletes to emerge from the water in the morning, and now confronting a 90-degree heat on a bike and run course. As if her being out there all afternoon wasn't enough, after darkness had fallen, I was just finishing the race, and there she was. "You did it," she said. It was almost 15 hours since the race had begun, and an exhausting day for both of us. She waited at the finish line to congratulate me, give me a hug, and take pictures so that I'd never forget this day, the day I had fulfilled the dream of doing my first Ironman. Deborah made a complete stranger from a distant place feel welcome in Coeur d'Alene and feel that he had accomplished something truly special in a race tougher than anything he had done before. And sure enough, a few weeks later, my pictures arrived in the mail.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.